A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6 o'clock. Welcome to Tuesday. Today is the 21st day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, 47 degrees.
A new crash on Bangor Highway in Bluffdale. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this hour, a park ranger who responded to an argument between Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie says she can still hear the woman's voice.
And happening this morning, an autopsy will begin on the body believed to be Gabby Petito in Wyoming. We begin our live team coverage with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, the supervisor from Arches National Park also responded to that 911 call in Moab before Gabby's disappearance. Melissa Holes says the young couple's relationship seemed toxic. Holes told the Deseret News that she advised Gabby to reevaluate her relationship with Brian Laundrie, telling her this was an opportunity to find another path. Now, Holes says she didn't believe at the time that either Gabby or Brian were in danger, but she still wonders if she could have done more. Meanwhile, Brian is still missing from his home in Florida, and the family's attorney canceled a media appearance today. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
As we mentioned, we're keeping an eye and waiting on that autopsy scheduled today in Wyoming. Any information found there will be a huge part of the investigation into Gabby Petito's death. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt continues our live team coverage from Jackson, Wyoming. Nick?
Tim, good morning to you. We're hopefully stepping a little closer to finding out exactly what happened in the Bridger-Teton National Forest. The Teton County Coroner is scheduled to perform that autopsy today. We don't know exactly when. We also don't know exactly when the results of the autopsy will be released. We learned that the coroner's office talked with Jackson Hole News and Guide and said it could be up to 2 weeks. The most crucial of items on that list, of course, a positive ID of the body believed to be Gabby Petito, as well as a cause of death. Family and investigators also want to know when she died and under what circumstances. Reporting live from Jackson, Wyoming, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The father of Gabby Petito is speaking out again against the family of Brian Laundrie. Joe Petito appeared on the Dr. Phil show saying he's frustrated with the Laundrie family.
Don't sit there and tell me on how difficult it is for you because you got reporters on your block.
Where is Gabby?
Where is she?
My heart bleeds for you. Then there was, I want the search to be successful. Well, I don't know about you, but when I want something to be successful, I will partake and help to make sure it's successful, not sit in the background, all right? If you love this person and she's your fiance, then you should turn around and, I don't know, lead the darn charge. Like, I should be number two. You should be number one. But he's sitting there behind his mom like he's 4 years old.
The interview was recorded before a body was found in Wyoming, matching Gabby's description.
All of Utah's colleges and universities saw their enrollment stay the same or increase, except for Salt Lake Community College. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
Well, Tim, community colleges across the country are being hit hard by the pandemic. Nationwide, freshman enrollment was down 19% last year. SLCC only saw a 7.5% dip in new students, but 25% of the college's budget comes from enrollment fees. Spokeswoman Erica Shubin tells the Deseret News many of their students are non-traditional. She believes many are parents who had to shift their focus to helping their kids learn at home or may still be out of work due to COVID. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A thief who broke into the car of a Salt Lake Community College student stole a specialized pen that's critical to the student's learning. KSL-TV's Debbie Worthen explains.
Summer Brown loves school and has big goals for the future. She's on the autism spectrum, which has presented a few challenges. Part of the solution is a smart pen that she uses in class, a pen issued to her through the school Disability Resource Center.
The pen actually records all my lectures.
Last week,
someone broke into my vehicle and stole my bag.
Brown has an auditory processing disorder and needs the recordings from that pen to review her lectures. She started a GoFundMe campaign to try and raise enough money to replace the pen.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden addresses the UN General Assembly this morning. White House officials say a key part of his message will be reaching out to American allies. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
President Biden today with one of his biggest opportunities to detail to the world his foreign policy agenda and priorities. The president at the United Nations General Assembly will emphasize reestablishing American alliances, signaling a shift from the America First agenda of the Trump administration. Mr. Biden's trip to New York comes amid new tensions with France over a recent U.S.-UK.-Australia submarine deal that left France on the sidelines and out tens of billions of dollars. White House officials say even as the president focuses on renewing ties to allies, that doesn't mean there won't be disagreements. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Coming up on KSL, Governor Spencer Cox sends President Biden a message about the surge of immigrants at the border.
Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
A crash on southbound I-15 blocking the left lane in Woods Cross and causing some slowdowns. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:06.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.